Hey guys, this is Nick. I just wanted to let you know we're doing something a little different this week. In place of a normal episode, I am going to drop one of the Patreon exclusive episodes in the free stream just so that you guys can get a taste for it and just understand kind of the kinds of things we do on the exclusive podcast. And that's only $4 a month if you go to patreon.com/deathofdeath. And you can get this podcast every month for just $4. So I think that's it. So let's go ahead and play it. Hey guys, welcome to the Elect exclusive edition of the Death of Death, where we proclaim Christ's victory over sin, death, and everything else. We had a poll on Patreon, so you, the Elect, could pick the next episode, and this was the topic that won. So we're talking about the Devil's Interval. This will be a quick foray into church and musical history, and I'm going to do my best to explain what this is without making it too confusing. So if you know music theory at all, you may already know what it is. The Devil's Interval, it's also known as the Devil's Harmony, the Tritone, the Flatted Fifth, the Sharp Fourth. I probably lost some of you there. There are a lot of different names for this thing, but it is a note in the musical scale that sounds really dissonant and unresolved. You hear it a lot in horror movie soundtracks. I'm just going to play you the note right here so you can hear it. It's called the Devil's Interval because in the Renaissance era, the church kind of had the market cornered when it came to music. Most music was written for the church, and therefore it was worship music in one form or another. You don't really hear this type of musical exploration in worship music of any era, much less in the Renaissance, but it just served no purpose for the kind of music that the church wanted. It was therefore kind of unwanted, but there's no hard evidence that it was officially banned by the church. It was just one of those things that was frowned on, and you just didn't do it, despite there being no formal rules against it. From the research that I did, I found that it's unlikely that the church ever excommunicated or punished anyone for the use of it. At least there's no record of that ever happening. So what exactly? Let's get into just a little bit of technical music theory. I'll try to make this as simple as I can. What exactly is the tritone, or, you know, what we're talking about, the Devil's Interval? In the musical scale, you always have your starting note, and that defines the key. Okay, easy enough. So if you're in the key of G, your starting note is G. If you're in the key of C, you start the scale with C. Easy enough, right? So it's called a tritone because it's exactly three whole steps above the first note of the scale. Here's an example. It's the note in between the fourth and fifth notes of the scale. It's one half step below the fifth note, so you may hear it referred to as a flatted fifth because flat means to go down. So you take the fifth note of the scale and you go down by one. Now it's a flat five or a flatted fifth, so it's also one note above the fourth note in the scale. So sometimes it's called a sharped fourth because sharp means to go up. So you're going one note up from the fourth note. That's definitely enough music theory talk because it's probably hard to understand without some visual representation. And if you already know what I'm talking about, then you don't need it. The reason I wanted to tell you guys that part is just because it's one of my favorite things. There's no specific historical reason for it being called the Devil's Interval other than that note just feeling unresolved and kind of dark and foreboding, and it has a great ability to build tension. So I want to play just a clip of the first song I ever noticed this type of note in, which is Last by Nine Inch Nails. Game, I'm trying to figure it out with my As soon as I heard it, I wanted to play that note so badly, but I didn't know what it was. My guitar teacher showed me what it was, and from that point on, I used it all the time. Every time I wrote a song, there was a tritone in there. Once I was actually on a songwriting retreat for a Christian music program I did a long time ago, and Danny Donnelly was the main teacher for the week. He's a songwriter, if you don't know who he is, but he makes a lot of music, but he's, you know, kind of a big session and songwriter, you know, like session player, songwriter kind of guy. So he's kind of a behind the scenes guy in a lot of ways, but I played my song and it ended with a flatted fifth chord, and it ended really abruptly and dissonantly. And someone told me later that he leaned over to my teacher and said, "No one ever uses the flatted fifth, man." Like, he was such a music theory nerd that he enjoyed the song just for that one chord. So if you're not into music theory, that's okay. That was just some really basic stuff. I didn't want to bog you down with needless details that you'll never use as a non-musician. But to get into some history, it appears from my research that Guido of Arezzo, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, sounds Italian to me, was the first music theorist to explicitly forbid the use of the devil's interval, which led it to being simply a forgotten note altogether until the end of the Renaissance. So it seems that it was actually music theorists and not the church who were the ones to ban this note. During that time, it came to be known as Diabolus in Musica, the devil in music. And once that period kind of came to an end and music was not really just strictly a church thing, there was a lot of exploration. And so a lot of classical music began using it. A lot of Wagner stuff definitely was using the note, the tritone, a lot. And, you know, there were things happening in music that had either never happened before or were, you know, happening for the first time in recorded history. So very exciting. John Slobata, a professor of music psychology at London's Guildhall School of Music and Drama, explains that our natural instinct to hear music resolved, or our innate desire for that resolution in music, causes this tone to be sinister and unsettling to us. It makes things feel unfinished, is the gist of what he says about it. So what can we learn from the devil's interval? Well, we learn first and foremost that God created us a certain way. We naturally hear certain things, and we all tend to have the same reaction to them. We hear this unresolved sound and we feel unsettled by it. We want resolution. God made us to want resolution. Sometimes those things need to be explored. The way cautionary tales explore things that should unsettle us and cause us to learn something as a result of that discomfort. Or laments. Laments are just for lament's sake. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. They're uncomfortable, dark, and sad, but they force us to face things we wouldn't face under perfect circumstances. Just as God creates light and darkness, as Isaiah says, so he creates dissonant notes that draw your ear naturally to a clean resolution. He created the good notes that the tritone draws us into. Just like horror movies. Horror movies don't exist for their own sakes. Horror movies always leave us wanting a better reality. A reality we can, in fact, have if we're in Christ. They leave us hating evil and seeking redemption and safety. This note, the devil's interval, may not be the prettiest note in the world, but it fills us with a lot of feelings that happy notes simply can't give us. So on that note, get it? We're going to wrap it up. So that's going to do it for our exclusive Patreon episode this month. Can't thank you guys enough for your support. I'll get a poll up on the site soon so you can choose what the next topic will be. I've been your host, Nick, and I'll talk to you next time.